When I go to a professional ballpark, I don't walk into the stadium and say, "Yep, that's a ball field. I've seen 100 of them," and then turn and walk away. No, I look at the outfield fence to see how far away it is from home plate. I look to see how tall it is, what kind of angles and nooks and crannies the outfield will have. I look to see how much foul territory there is, because that can impact a game. I look to see if the baseline cutouts around the bags are squared edges or if they're rounded. I look to see if the grass is cut really low or if it's a little tall. Is the dirt compact and saturated with water, or will they leave it a little loose and dusty? All of that and more is being observed, and it helps me know what to expect in the game and to appreciate the game even more. So too with the images that are given to us in Psalm 128. We are to think about the meaning and the message they are relaying to us. So picture these images. If it hadn't been for the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. And then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. The particular people that are rising up is not specified here. They're a general people, probably some unnamed nation that are coming against the Israelite army. We don't have an enemy nation as the people of God today, but we do have a world system and a spiritual enemy. So there is actually a real enemy for us and a real world mindset that is against us, that is against God, against His holiness. Satan and his legions, the prince of this world system, is real and is constantly looking for ways to rise up against you. And then the text says that these people are almost swallowed up, that like there's no defense, total, complete destruction on its way, no contest, they are helpless. And then it describes a flood sweeping them away. A flood is something that grows. It rises. And if you're in the middle of a flood, you will get knocked off balance and then swept away. And now the flood has grown into a sweeping torrent that drowns you. You were knocked off of your feet, swept down in the way, and now the torrent has gone over your head. You are drowning. So notice the progression from flood to torrent to raging. Raging waters are uncontrollable. They destroy everything in their path, and where are you at this point? The waters have gone over your head, but now the waters are raging, keeping you underwater. This is describing for us the progression and the power of sin. You stand in the middle of it, or you dip your toe in the water of it, you wade out a bit thinking you can manage the rising waters, and then you're swept ahead, unable to tread water, being pulled underneath and then kept underneath the water by an angry, raging tide. And here's part of the imagery. You don't stand a chance against it. You are unable, unfit, indefensible, too weak, too fragile to stand on your own two feet and do anything about it. When the enemy decides to rise up against you, to set a trap for you, to release and break the dam against you, if the Lord is not on your side, you're doomed. But the Lord rescues all those who call out to Him in repentance and faith. When you pray today, please remember Sam Freeman and his family are missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Lingala Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Democratic Republic of